time to meet the men from the ministry. We present Wilfred Hyde White and Richard Murdoch in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of Whitehall. Men whose principal concern is quick and efficient service in the ancient tradition and other well-known public houses. At the heart of modern administration are the experts, officials of judgment and experience, trained to make clear and rapid decisions.
I'll take the wholemeal biscuits. No, I'll take the ginger. No, I'd better take the wholemeal.
Oh, make up your mind, Mr. Lamb. Your tea's getting cold.
If I take the ginger biscuits, number one will be annoyed. He's very partial to them.
Well, if he likes them that much, he shouldn't get in so late. The early bird catches the ginger biscuit.
Yes.
Morning, two. Good morning, Mildred.
Good morning, sir.
Morning, one. You're early. We've only just started our deliverances.
So I see. And you've sorted out my favourite ginger biscuits for me. Splendid.
I'll leave you the whole meal, Mr. Lamb.
Well, any work in...
There's the...
Yes.
And there's the...
Yes.
And then again there's the...
Yes.
No, not really. A chance to file our papers and declutter the office.
Good, good, good. No angry messages from Sir Gregory, I hope.
The permanent undersecretary? No. We nearly met crossing Trafalgar Square, but I managed to skulk behind one of the lines.
Aha, good boy.
I'll get it. Hello, General Assistance Department, Richard Lamb skulking. Speaking.
Pitkin here.
Oh, Sir Gregory, it's you.
I saw you behind one of the lions in Trafalgar Square this morning, didn't I?
Oh, I don't think so, Sir Gregory. I was looking the other way at the time.
Yeah, well, put Hammond and Jones on, will you?
Yeah, yes, of course. It's for you, one,
what?
Sir Gregory.
Oh, Sir Gregory, oh, dear, dear. Hello, Sir Greg, how are you? How nice of you to ring me up. You keeping well, I trust?
What are you working on, eh? Nothing as usual, I suppose.
Well, you know, things are a little quiet at the moment, Sir Gregory. A chance to, what did you say, gave us a chance to do?
A chance to file our papers and declutter the office.
Thank you, yes. A chance to clutter our papers and defile the office.
What do you know about British railways, eh?
British railways, did you say, Sir Greg?
Yes.
Oh, they run trains and things, don't they? Well, they used to, anyhow.
Yes, yes, well, one of their top men's calling around to see you.
One of their top what?
Men.
Oh, yes.
Yes, name of Trotter.
Main of what again?
Trotter.
Oh, Trotter's trotting right here.
I understand he's got a bit of a problem.
Got a bit of a what?
Sort problem, man.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Sort it out for him, will you?
Oh, certainly, certainly, Sir Gregory. Give my regards to Lady Trotter, Lady Pitt, Lady Greg. I do beg your pardon. We seem to have been cut off.
What was all that about?
There's a chap coming over from British Railways.
Oh, heavens. They've caught up with me.
What do you mean, caught up
I accidentally pulled the communication cord last week.
What?
Hooked it with my umbrella handle while demonstrating a cricket shot.
Accidentally pulled a communication cord. What happened then?
A Scotsman in our carriage offered to throw a fit for £2.10.
Well, I hardly think it's likely to be anything to do with that.
Well,
yes, oh, Mildred?
There's a Mr. Trotter to see you.
Thank you very much. That's him. Now send him in, will you? Look businesslike, too.
Yeah, yes, I'd better get all these biscuits off the desk.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Dear, where can I hide them? He'll be...
Good morning. Trotter's the name. P-R-O to B-R.
Oh, how nice. How are you? Hamilton Jones, M-B-E, and this is my assistant, Richard Lamb, B-A. Failed.
Quite so.
Sir Gregory told us you were coming, Mr. Trotter. What's the name again?
Trotter.
Oh, yes, he told us you were coming, Mr. Trotter. Do sit down, Mr. Trotter. You can take my hat off the chair.
Thank you. I say, do you know it's full of ginger biscuits?
Is it? Yes, I'm awfully sorry. I'm afraid we've finished all the whole meal.
Look, I'll get straight out facts. There's something funny going
on. Something funny going on?
Something funny going on. We've had reports in about a train running.
Oh, dear me, there are still a few left, aren't there?
Yes, but this particular one is running on a disused line.
Oh, dear.
Closed down more than a year ago. Whole thing's completely against regulations.
It's tricky business.
Normally, of course, we'd send the railway police along.
Would you, yes?
Yes, but they're busy at the moment. What with the sports day coming up?
Oh, of course, that takes up a lot of time. You want us to look into it, do you?
Precisely. Don't want any fuss. Bad publicity, you know.
Leave it to us, Mr. What was the name again?
Trotter.
That's
Trotter.
Right, mister. Leave it to us. We'll drop everything else.
But we haven't got anything.
Now, that'll do. Do be careful. We could do with a few days away from the hectic pace of this office, you know. Where is this closed-down section?
It's out in the country.
In the country?
Yes, a small circular line runs between Lower Brimley and Little Pigmarsh. Oh. A charming spot. I used to live near there myself, full of grass and trees and things.
What's the best way of getting there?
Yeah. The best way is by train. Straight there. No fuss or bother. It's always quicker by rail, you know.
But the railway line's closed down, you say?
Yes, of course. So it is. Pity that, you know. It's a lovely run.
What's the better talk? Well, how do we get there, then?
Very, very difficult. Very difficult. Roads are in a shocking state. That's why they built the railway line, you see.
Yes, but it's closed.
Is it? Oh, yes. Shame, shame.
I don't know what this fellow's talking about.
I say, shall we be devils and order a ministry car?
Oh, what a good idea. Yes, get on to them right away. Ring him up, too. Ring him up.
Give me a ring if you find anything. I have an office in Victoria Street.
Oh, yes, I congratulate you. Right you are. I must say, I'm looking forward to the drive. Where are you two? I'm looking forward to the drive. Very comfortable, those ministry cars. Well sprung, spacious. And best of all, you can really depend on them.
Ah, you're right. Honestly, one, I don't think I can walk another step.
Nonsense, too. This is Lower Grimley, isn't it? We're there.
Yes, but it must be 10 miles since the car broke down.
We were very lucky to find this farm cart.
Were we? It's all very well for you sitting in the cart, but I can't say I've enjoyed walking between the shafts pulling it.
Now, don't fuss. You do fuss.
It's an affront to human dignity. We should both have sat in the cart and the chauffeur should have pulled it.
Roberts had to get the car picked up by a garage. You know perfectly well all about that. Look, you're all right. There's the village pub.
Ah, yes. The Laughing Gamekeeper.
Oh, what a cute name.
Well, that is a welcome sight.
A welcome sight. Splendid. You can't beat these village pubs for a good old-fashioned welcome,
absolutely.
Can you?
Absolutely. A foming tankard and a friendly game of tiddle-me-hapenny with the locals. Let's go in.
Let's go in.
Another dotted line of bird up there. That's right.
Good afternoon, good afternoon.
Maybe it is, maybe it ain't.
Yes. Well, I think a pint of bitter would go down rather well.
No bitter.
Oh. Well, never mind. I'll have a couple of ham sandwiches. May I, miss?
There'll be only one left.
I'll have that. Oh,
no ham sandwiches.
Oh, dear. Well, we'll have the same as that chap over in the corner's drinking.
That beyond trotten tater wine.
Good gracious, haven't you anything else?
Nope.
Then I suppose we'd better have some home trotten tater wine.
Home trotten tater wine?
Yes.
No home trotten tater wine. Uh-huh. Just finished the last tubful.
I say, one, I've got the feeling we're not very welcome.
Time, gentlemen, please.
What time? It's only 1:30.
Ah, but there's no sense in waiting till the last minute.
Now, look here, it may surprise you, but we're not local people.
My dear, we're from the government in London.
Yes, from the government in London. We're investigating reports that an illegal train has been running on your local line.
There ain't been no trains round here since the year last muck gathering.
Oh, but we've seen the report. It distinctly said a train had been running along the line between here and Little Pigmarsh.
That's what it distinctly said. How do you explain that, eh? Come along.
Moll's right, sir.
Moll's right, you say.
Yes, there bain't no trains here no more. Leastwise, no natural trains.
Natural trains? What do you mean?
What you just said, sir. That do sound like the phantom locomotive with the headless engine driver.
The headless engine driver?
What?
Ah, they do say on a moonlight night he comes thundering round.
Nay, it is best for good Christian folk not to think on such things.
Headless engine driver.
We don't want to pay no mind to him. It's like an old wives' tale.
Oh, well then, that's...
Nay, I don't suppose he really searches for innocent folk to fling on the firebox of his phantom locomotive?
Perhaps we ought to be getting back to the office, one.
Not go back to the office. What are you talking about? We go down to the station and have a look round. I can see perfectly well we won't learn anything here. Come along, too.
Snoopers! I knew it the minute they walked in here.
Arr, and with old Jeb due on his regular run this very day.
Arr. Let's get some more coal under that. We'll do it Brimley Halt in 10 minutes.
Righto, Grandad. We going to stop there?
Arr, must keep the regulations, lad. Couldn't do for the Pigmarsh Flyer to be late on her last run, would it? Now, remember, boy... these very lines was laid by my great-grandfather, this Sambert Kingdom Jones. And there's not a man in the family since it hasn't worked for the railways. Careful, watch them sprockets.
Yes, Grandad.
Good lad, we'll soon be at Grimley Hall.
Here we are, to Grimley Hall Station. What's that notice on the gate? Can you see?
Closed by order of Dr. Beeching.
Oh, yes.
Then someone's written a few remarks underneath.
Oh, I see. Never mind about them. Oh, no. Open up the gates. Open up the gates.
Yes.
Seems deserted enough, doesn't it? Let's have a look round. What's behind this door, do you think?
I see one. You can't go in there.
Why not? Oh, yes, I do beg your pardon. Quite right. No, not like that. Well, let's try this one over here, then. Refreshments. Beer and spirits, sir.
Spirits, sir? Oh, I don't like the sound of that.
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh! Bit spooky, isn't it? I wondered if they've left anything to eat. I'm starving.
There's an 18-month-old egg and tomato sandwich here. Is that any good? Not quite as stale as the usual station food, I don't suppose.
Anything behind the counter?
Just a rusty old hammer, as far as I can see.
Ah, that will have been for chipping the cups.
Chipping the cups, oh, bright boy, very likely, yes. Yeah. Well, there's nothing in here. Let's have a look outside.
Yes. I say one. Have you got a penny?
I've got a penny. What for?
Something I always do when I'm on a railway station.
Well, do be careful. What do you mean?
I just can't resist those machines that stamp out your name on a metal strip.
Oh, I know the ones you mean. There you are.
Yeah, thank you very much. Penny.
Yeah. Waste of money. Waste of money. Here's one of those weighing machine things.
There we are. One nameplate. Very useful for all the... very useful.
Let me see. Richard Lamb, General Ass.
Yes. It was going to be General Assistance Department.
Oh, I do beg your pardon, of course it was.
I ran out of letters. What does your card say?
My card says you are hard-working and conscientious. Your only fault is your extreme generosity.
It's got your weight wrong, too.
Oh, my. Go and see what's in the booking office,
right, you are. Oh, I often wondered what it was like inside one of these little windows. The booking clerks never seemed to be able to hear me properly.
Empty in there, I suppose.
What did you say?
I beg your pardon?
Sorry, Bun, I can't hear you properly.
No use to. I can't hear a word you're saying.
I'd better come out.
No, I think you'd better come out.
Anywhere else we can look? I was beginning to enjoy this.
I don't think so. I tried the waiting room, locked, of course, as usual. Wasting our time here. This station hasn't had a train through it in a long while.
Of course it hasn't. Fancy those characters in the pub trying to frighten us like that.
Of course.
Phantom locomotive, indeed. Oh, they didn't fool me. It's him. The headless engine driver. Come to take his horrible revenge.
Don't be absurd. Good heavens, it's a train. Yes. Look, coming round the bend, a real train. Bit old-fashioned, isn't it? But it's as solid as you or I. Where are you?
Behind this bubblegum machine.
Well, come out of there. Remember, we've got a job to do.
Yes. Oh, you're absolutely right, Bun. It's just a train.
It's probably got on the wrong line by mistake. Yes. You'll see, the passengers will all start complaining in a moment.
There doesn't seem to be anybody in it.
Nonsense, must be someone aboard. Let's have a look in a carriage or two, shall we?
I knew it.
What?
There's nobody here. The whole train's deserted.
What's that? It looks like an old newspaper. Pick it up and see.
Look at the headline. I lost my head, says accused man. Lost his head.
You're letting your imagination run away.
The engine. The man who drives...
Wait a minute. What's that?
Footsteps.
Yes, it's footsteps.
On the platform. He's coming for us.
Now, steady, too. Nothing to worry about. British Railways don't employ headless engine drivers, contrary to regulations.
Hello?
Oh, you made me
jump. What are you two doing here, then?
Oh, thank goodness he has got a head. Look, one, right between his shoulders and up a bit.
Oh, I say, Grandad. Oh, I bet they're travelling without a ticket.
Good heavens, it's a midget fireman.
You mind? That's my grandson.
Oh, I do beg your pardon. I didn't hurt his
feelings. No, I don't think so. But he's right, you know. The ticket office at Grimley ought to be closed nigh on 14 months.
Now, look here, whatever your name is.
Well, folks around these parts do call me Old Jeb.
Do they indeed? Well, I think you've got some explaining to do, Old Jeb.
Oh, how's that, then, sir?
Yes, my name's Hamilton Jones. This is my assistant, Lamb.
We've come down from the Department of General Assistance in London.
To find out what the devil you're playing at, running this unscheduled...
unauthorized...
and thoroughly illegal train...
on a closed-down line.
Well, what have you got to say for yourself?
I can see I shall have to come clean.
Yes?
Yes. Well, it is like this year, see? I've been driving a local train for nigh on 40 years. Yes. About due to get my gold watch, I was. Then a bit over a year passed, they shuts down this line, and I was redundant.
You were redundant?
Yes.
Oh, dear. What bad luck, yes. Nothing can be done about it.
No, but of course
it's a very sad story, yeah. Very sad story.
Well, I was about to tell you, I gets me pension all right still, yeah, yes, but... Yes. But no gold watch, you see, for all me years of service.
No gold watch.
No, no, there I was, cast aside. Unwanted,
oh,
I was.
Cry.
Oh, I
don't
see, steady on, old chap, you're missing.
Me great-grandfather had a gold watch. Me grandfather had a gold watch. Me father had a gold watch. But me, nothing. Nothing. Yeah. No, I hadn't completed my 40-year service.
Now,
you see,
then, wipe it up a bit. Wipe it up.
Yeah,
you mustn't upset yourself.
Well,
hear what I say?
Yeah.
You mustn't upset yourself.
No, I'm not doing it now. No. Anyhow, you see, the village folk gets together, and has a think. The squire, who's, of course, very well up in legal matters, on account of being sued by all them women, he says the railway bylaws don't say nothing about me having to complete 40 years on any one of their trains.
Good gracious.
Ah, that's right. See, so I qualifies for my watch if I runs a proper regular train service between Ayr and Little Pigmarsh till the 40 years is up.
But the line was closed. Where did you get this train?
Ah, that's the squire's doing, too.
Yes, of course, he helps to run the Pigmarsh Museum, you does. And he arranged for us, you see, to sort of borrow this old Pigmarsh flyer here. And I hitched it up to a few old carriages, what was left in the siding, and we was all set.
Well, it's very interesting, but it's almost irregular, and it can't go on, you know.
Oh, but this is our last run.
Runs
more round the line to Little Pigmarsh.
Oh, please, sir, let me finish the run, sir, please.
I see. Well, don't you think perhaps just this one?
You think so?
My family, you see, sir, they's all railways, always have been. Cousin Joshua in signal boxes.
You see?
Cousin Jonah, what taps of wheels. Yeah, and even my nephew Bartholomew, whom we don't talk about on account of he took a white-collar job.
Yes, take your word, please. I suppose in the circumstances, it's just this one trip.
Oh, bless you, sir. Bless me. I gotta get me gold watch after all. I gotta get me gold watch.
Oh, he's turning blue. Yeah, I think the excitement's been too much for him.
Looks like one of his nasty turns.
Now,
only two is to take him down to the pub. Does him a power of good, that does.
Oh, I'm glad it's not serious.
I gotta take the train to the end of the line, sir.
Don't talk now. You can't drive a train in your condition.
I got to a family honor.
Oh, dear. I wish there was something we could do.
Well, that's right, answer, maybe. The youngster here can show you how to work the control.
Well, but I didn't mean that.
The doctor says, sir, that I shouldn't be excited. Not when I'm having one of my turns. You see, anything might happen, he says. Oh, the shame of it. The family tradition broken at last.
Well, if it's only a short run.
That's right. Well, the lad here will show you all you need to know. And then he can come back and help his old granddad along the pub.
Oh, isn't this exciting? I've always wanted to drive a railway engine.
Have you indeed? So have I.
Oh.
Exactly. Let's see how good you are at shoveling coal, eh?
Well, bags I toot the whistle.
Sit you down, Jeb. You look quite shook up.
The ministry man been pestering him. I'll be bound.
No, they're fine pair lads, them two. Offered to take the old engine to Little Pigmarsh when he had me nasty turn. Well, I told him all about my family, you see, what had always worked in the railways.
Are you every right to be proud of your family? All except in your nephew Bartholomew.
Oh, we don't talk about him, Moll.
Took me up behind the signal box, he did.
Did he?
Promised to show me how the points worked.
Damn me boilers, that reminds me. I forgot to tell them they're Londoners to get out and change the points at Barleymo Corner.
Ah, and if they don't do that, they'll find themselves on the main lines.
Oh, they'll do it all right. Everyone knows that you have to change the points at Barleymo Corner.
Everybody knows that.
I say, one, shouldn't we have reached Little Pigmarsh by now?
Do stop fussing, too. Let's have some more coal on.
I'm doing my best, but it's all dirty.
Well, give it a rub with your handkerchief. Keep your eye on the thingamajig.
Which thingamajig?
The one next to the doodah, the whatchamacallit, with the watch you're going up and down. You know the thing. Am I being too technical for you?
No. You certainly seem to know all about railway engines.
Ah, quite simple, really, you know.
How do you stop it?
I beg your pardon?
The train. How do you stop it?
Well, that's your problem. Didn't the lad tell you?
No.
Well, now, don't panic. I'm sure one of these levers will do the trick. Which one shall we try? Let's try this one, shall we?
Oh, dear, it's going faster.
I don't think I'd better touch anything else.
Look out. There's something coming.
There shouldn't be any other trains on this line. It's all closed down.
Oh, dear. I've got a horrid feeling we must be out onto the main railway system.
Yes, and the thing's going faster every minute and we don't know how to stop it.
Well, I'm getting worried about them there Londoners. 2 hours it is, and we ain't heard no more of them.
Shouldn't have taken them more than 15 minutes to get to Little Pig Marsh. They should have been back by now.
Their car will be waiting outside, complete with a driver, all dressed up in liverish.
Well, I hope they two get a move on. I don't like the look of the weather.
Ah, like they do say, when green tits fly low, tis ale and snow.
Ah, true enough. And when green tits fly high, twill never be dry.
And what do they be doing today?
I don't know. Ain't never been no green tits in these parts.
I'll turn on the wireless weather forecast about you.
Here is a news flash. Reports are coming in of a runaway locomotive throwing the British railway system into chaos. An eyewitness account has been given by the driver of the Swansea Express, white-haired 27-year-old Arthur Hughes. He saw the locomotive coming towards him on the same line and had to drive his own train backwards for 10 miles through depots and sidings. I finished up, he said, with 50 coaches, 9 restaurant cars, and a wagon of Hereford bulls.
Oh, Lord. Now it's them right enough.
Passengers from London to Southend have been diverted via Glasgow, and the Golden Arrow has been taken aboard the Woolwich ferry.
It sounds like trouble, Jeb.
There is no truth in the rumour that a goods train carrying sheep has been diverted onto the Piccadilly line of the London Underground.
Well, thank the Lord for that.
It was, in fact, the Bakerloo.
Oh, yes.
The train that is causing all the trouble appears to be heading for Victoria.
Look, switch it off, Ma. Switch it off, will you? This is all my fault. Look, I'll have to borrow their car. Get that chap to drive me to Victoria Station.
Attention, please. Owing to circumstances beyond our control, there will be no further trains arriving here in Victoria Station for the next hour. The train now standing in the refreshment buffet comes to complete surprise.
Two, we seem to have stopped.
Yes, these station buffets are more solid than they look.
Tea or coffee, dearie?
I beg your pardon?
They won't like it, you know, you bringing that train in here. Trying to jump the queue, were you?
This could all be explained, madam.
Oh, I'm not bothered. First bit of excitement I've had since I found some meat in a sausage roll.
I say, you, what the devil do you think you're playing at?
Dear, it's that Mr. Trotter from British Railways.
So it is.
You, engine driver, what's going on?
Good afternoon. Yes, a little chilly for the time of year, don't you think?
Bringing your train into the passenger buffet. Why do you think we provide a staff canteen, eh?
Oh, dear Trotter, we're not staff. We're Hamilton, Jones and Lamb from the General Assistance Department.
Eh? Well, my word, so you are. I didn't recognize you under all that soot.
You asked us to look into this illegal train.
Good grief, man, I didn't want it brought here. And I certainly didn't want it run into the station buffet.
Well, be fair, it's only about halfway in.
Just a minute. You're the ones who've been fouling up the whole railway system.
What?
Yes, you've caused a national emergency. When I put in my report, I wouldn't like to be in your shoes.
Where are they? Where are the gentlemen?
Who's that?
Oh, it's the headless engine driver.
Good heavens. Uncle Jeb.
Uncle Jeb? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this year's my nephew, Bartholomew, that we're all ashamed of.
Your nephew, Bartholomew?
Yeah, what's going on here tonight?
I'll tell you what's going on. Old Jeb, yeah. Your nephew Bartholomew's going to put in a report, and he said he wouldn't like to be in our shoes.
Ah, so that's it, is it?
Yes.
Going to get my friends into trouble, eh, Bartholomew? I'll not have it, you hear?
Yes, but Uncle Jeb, they've caused chaos.
Now hold your tongue, lad. Any trouble for my friends here, and I'll be telling Moll where you are.
Moll? You mean that barmaid person?
Ah, she's got the idea you've an obligation, like. So is her father. You know, Imwatch County Wrestling Champion. Yeah, they keep asking after your whereabouts.
Yes, but you wouldn't tell them?
Only if you make a lot of trouble, I think he said.
Yes, but the chaos, the damage, I can't conceal the facts.
Ah, but what matters is how you present them.
how I present
it. Yes, now listen, I've got an idea.
Morning, Mildred.
Oh, Miss Alarm, it's ever so exciting. Have you seen the newspapers?
Not yet.
Your name's in all of them.
Hmm?
Look, daring civil servants stop runaway train.
I say, read it out.
Roland Hamilton Jones, Eton and Oxford Rugger Blue, upheld the fine traditions of the British Civil Service yesterday when he hurled himself aboard a train that was out of control. The train, drawn by an old engine from Pigmarsh Museum, is thought to have been started by hooligans. Mr. Hamilton Jones, in the area on business, flung himself aboard and managed to bring the runaway safely to a halt in Victoria Station. He was assisted by his colleague, a Mr. Richard Lumb.
Richard Lumb?
Yeah, they spelt it wrong. But never mind, there's still a big picture of Mr. Hamilton Jones.
Oh, yes. They've just got my left shoulder in.
Is Mr. H.J. coming to the office this morning?
Oh, indeed he is. He's just gone along to see old Jeb presented with his gold watch. Here he is now. Morning, Run. Did you see the presentation?
Oh, yes, they did. The old boy, proud, big speeches, handshakes, tears of joy in his eyes when he finally got the watch.
Splendid. I wonder what he'll do with it. Put it in a glass case, I suppose.
In a glass case? No, nothing like that. He told me he's going to do with it. Going to do the same as his grandfather did and his father did, you know, all that.
Well, what was that?
Sell it. Oh. Said it was worth at least £50.
Ah.
I got something else here. A trotter bought it for young Jeb's grandson. You know, the midget.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I said we'd deliver it for him.
What is it?
It's a large train set. Here we are. Come and look at this.
Yes.
Signals, stations, the tunnels, the lot. Oh, I think we'd better test it, don't you?
Oh, what a good idea. You lay the lines
out.
Yes,
I'll lay the lines out. Mildred, you can be in charge of the points, can't
you?
I'll drive.
Oh, it is going to be a busy day today.
Muddling through as the men from the ministry were Wilfred Hyde White and Richard Murdoch. Also featured were Roy Dotrice, Norma Ronald, Jack Watson and Brandon Hawkins. The program was written by Johnny Mortimer, Brian Cook and Edward Taylor, and produced by Edward Taylor.
Roy Dotrice is a member of the Royal Shakespeare Company.